Lovely. Well, good morning to everyone. And morning. And perhaps we could say a really big good morning to everybody who's going to listen on the podcast, because we have lots of people all spread over. So after three, let's shout a really good morning to them. One, two, three.
Good morning!
Yay! Because we've got lots of lovely people out and about all over the place, and it's nice for them to know we think of them. So what I'm going to talk about is making room for the Holy Spirit. I think it's been really obvious that the Lord's been working in us and giving us a really fresh hunger for him, which has been really wonderful and exciting, and I'm really, really blessed by it. And one of my aims for the year, one of the things I spoke over myself and declared for the year, was that I become brilliant at being led by the Holy Spirit. And my other one was to be brilliant at receiving Father's love. So what I'm kind of sharing is some of the things I've learned this year in my little journey of wanting to know the Holy Spirit more and make room for him in my life. And just because that's what I felt like God's been doing amongst us. So I'm sharing a few things. I don't know how to make this work. I'll pretend that I know. Does that do anything? Press the green. Look, there we go. So I've got some things to say about making room for the Holy Spirit. And my first one is about adopting kingdom mindsets. For me, what we think, what we believe, really, really affects our walk with God entirely. Today I'm thinking about our relationship with the Holy Spirit, but I cannot emphasize enough that all the time God constantly wants to deal with the lies we're believing. And if you don't think you've got any lies, I'm sorry, you've got thousands. It's just which one at the moment he wants to deal with. And I'm just going to talk about a few to do with the Holy Spirit. And this is how I liken it. This is my little analogy, which I've used in a few places, but I found it really helpful myself. I'm really good guesser. So when I was getting married, Jamie didn't tell me anything about the honeymoon, because if he told me just, you know, something random, I'd know where it was. So he didn't tell me a thing. And he was actually a bit sneaky. He went to my mum and said, can you give me Deb's passport? So, of course, my mum said to me, he's taken your passport. So I thought, oh, it's somewhere hot. Right. Ooh. Okay. Run out. Get some summer clothes. Bit difficult, because it was like our wedding was in March, and it's sort of like February, trying to find summer clothes, a little bit difficult in the shops. Anyway, got some summer stuff, get ready to go on honeymoon, and Jamie says, I go, where are we going? We're going to Scotland. So, I love Scotland, we're in a beautiful place, Loch Rannoch, but it was March, so it was cold, and it was wet, and I didn't have anything to wear. So I was stuck. Now, did the fact that I couldn't get out into Scotland mean that Scotland wasn't there? No. Did it mean that Scotland was rejecting me and didn't want me? No. No. Not at all. Could I have got Scotland to change and be warm in summer, let alone in March? No. So the person who had to change was me. And we had to make a little trip to the shop. And I had to get some rain stuff so that we could go out and go for a walk in Scotland. And my sort of little analogy is, we have our set of mindsets that mean we find it really difficult to access the kingdom. The kingdom is there, God's love is there, his goodness is there, everything is there for us. But if we have our mindsets, we get frustrated and we can't access. And it's not that he's not there, it's not that he's rejecting us, it's that we have to change. And one of the most important ones, which, There you go. Look at that, Debs. You remembered. Okay. So one of the most important ones, really, that I think all of us all the time need to be remembering is in the kingdom, God loves us. That's it. He loves us. That is who he is. He is love. And there are no favorites. There's just sons and daughters. Yeah, we're all the same. It says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That's who we are. There's no hierarchy. There's no more super favorite, super spiritual, super worthy. We're all sons and daughters. But I might come with my not really known much about unconditional love, lots of rejection, loads of times me not chosen till last for PE, but let's face it, I'm rubbish at PE, don't blame them, can't catch, can't throw, but I take it all as rejection, but they're just wanting to win probably, but and I don't blame them because I'm rubbish, but I've got all that rejection mindset. So I come to the kingdom with my rejection mindset. Why don't you love me, God? Please love me, God. What is wrong with me, God? Why can't you love me, God? Why do you seem to love them? And I look at people and they're really all loved up. Why? Why? Okay? Frustration, frustration, frustration. Earthly mindsets. I can't get into the kingdom. Got my summer stuff. Scotland's here. I can't get to it. But I need to make a change. And if I make the change, it's totally different. So if I say, Father, you love me. That's what you say. You're the boss. In the kingdom, you're the king. There aren't. I can't have a debate with you about it. You're the king. What you say goes. Help me access it. Help me understand it. Help me grasp it. Can you see that's a different prayer, isn't it? No frustration. Asking for help to receive. And it's totally different, isn't it? And if I have a mindset of unbelief and I try to access the kingdom, I can't do it. Prove it, God. You know, come now and prove that you love me. I'm frustrated. I don't hit. I knew you weren't going to turn up. I know you don't love me. Proved it. Don't feel anything. Proof, proof, proof. Unbelief. You can't access the kingdom with it. But if I come in and I just say, you say it, God, it's true, help me access it. Totally different. And we're just then getting into the journey of learning to receive. So Jesus did the hard part. And we don't have to labor to get into his love or into his kingdom in any way, shape, or form. He did all the tough stuff. We just have to learn to receive. In the kingdom, you receive. You don't try and earn it, you receive. His word is king. He says he loves me. Help me to enjoy your love. Help me to grasp that you love me. And then the feelings will follow. We're really feelings led, aren't we? That's part of our world culture. It's not part of the kingdom culture. But God does really want us to experience and feel his love. But if our belief system is God doesn't love me, prove it, God. I think you like others more than me. We can't access him. And the feelings of rejection will stay. So as a man thinks, so he is. So we have to really be real with God and deal with the mindsets. And it's us who need to change. Scotland was there for me to access. The love of God is there for me to access. But until I get my winter clothes, till I get my mindsets changed, I'm finding it difficult. And it's the same with the Holy Spirit. I think I've found for myself and watching other people, if there's one place where there's loads of frustration, it's about experiencing the Holy Spirit and about sensing his presence. There's loads of frustration, loads of striving, loads of why doesn't he come to me? You know, why can't I feel his presence? You know, I must admit, I'm one of these people, I'm not very good at it, so I'll look round, I'll see my lovely little friend doing a little shake, and I think, right, you're here, God, somewhere, you're here. I can see somebody shaking, so I'll just, you know, concentrate a little bit harder, you know, because I'm a bit gormless. But we see others, connecting, and we feel left out, if we're honest. And so we strive. Now, I get to do the encounter weekends, and I'm so thankful to Jackie for letting me do those. But they normally give me the immersion in the Holy Spirit talk. And then what you don't see behind the scenes is the massive amount of stress, striving, frantic fear that goes on in my life when I get given that one. I love the Holy Spirit. But I have loads of mindsets that have had to change. So I think, I mustn't let anybody down. Right, I'm going to soak, because soaking is good. I'm going to put some music on. So I set my alarm on the Sunday morning, 6 o'clock. Can't stand mornings, but I set it soaking music for an hour. During that time, I'm like, trying to receive. And so I'm just doing an hour of stressing, calling it soaking. And then I think, right, read my Bible so I can be spiritual. I don't want to let anybody down. It's all down to me. So I read my Bible. You know, stress. Pray. I must have prayed for a long time. And so my prayers are a bit like, oh God, don't let them down. Oh God, come. Strive, stress. And then try and do the talk, you know, while feeling, you know, lots of stress. Had to change quite a lot of mindsets. And the key thing is Jesus did the hard part. He died on that cross. The way is open. The curtain has been torn in two. I am a child of God. The Holy Spirit's presence is my inheritance as a child. But if I'm having these mindsets, I can't get anywhere. If I'm Father, help me recognize your presence for me. It's a totally different mindset, and I'm starting to learn to receive. So Jesus did the hard part. We mustn't approach the kingdom with earthly mindsets. It just does your head in, and it doesn't get you anywhere. So we have to make a switch. We have got to go out, get those old winter clothes ready for Scotland. We've got to change our mindset. And so the mindset of the kingdom is, he is with me. He promises never to leave me. The Holy Spirit is actually volunteered to be with us. He likes us. And what I have to do is accept it. Accept him, thank him, and learn to receive. So now I've gone from, please, God, why don't you come to me? Please, when I pray on this encounter weekend, please come. I've come to, Holy Spirit, you're here. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you promised never to leave me. Help me recognize your presence. Help me, most of all, to enjoy you. To enjoy you. Help me to recognize how you speak to me, how you come to me. I've got rid of those rejection mindsets, of unbelief mindsets. And I found this amazing scripture, which basically means the Father has already said yes. It's in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. It says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." He has already said yes. So now what I'm doing is I'm saying, God, that's my filter. That's how I'm seeing the world. That's how I'm seeing you. That's how I'm seeing me. You have already said yes. The way is open. You love me. I'm loved. And Holy Spirit, you are here for me. And I just now am in a journey of getting to know you better. So I can't emphasize enough, the most important thing I think we can do is get rid of earthly mindsets and adopt kingdom mindsets. And for me, a lot of my life has been absolutely full of frustration. And God has really shown me that's where the frustration lies. It's not him. He hasn't changed. He's always good. He's always wanting to give to me. There is always more. The frustration has been in me because of my rejection, my unbelief, my feeling that I have to earn it. And those are all my culture from the world. And I'm having to learn that I'm bicultural. I have a kingdom culture, and I'm wanting that to become more my culture rather than what my identity used to be. So I really, really want to say the only person who can change is us, because God doesn't change. We've got to do that. The second thing this year that the Lord has been showing me about the Holy Spirit is that he wants fellowship with us. It says, doesn't it, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit really wants to be our friend. And I've just been feeling that we know him because of his job titles. We know him because of what he does, and we have a work relationship with him. Please come, Holy Spirit, I'm doing a talk. Please come, Holy Spirit, I'm leading cell. Please come, Holy Spirit, I'm about to pray for this person. And it's all about do, do, do. And that's fair enough. We can't do anything without him at all. We need him to do, do, do. And we need, and he wants to give us experience after experience after experience after experience of his presence. But he doesn't just want a work relationship with us. He really wants friendship. And if you think about it, if you invited me to your house at the beginning of the day and you said hello and I walked through and then you didn't talk to me for the rest of the day, I'd feel quite upset and not very loved. But we sort of ignore him all the time. And one of the mindsets I really want to change is this one. I am on my own. That's my worldly culture coming out. I am on my own. I want to have a kingdom mindset. We are together. And I want to just, I can't tell you how independent I am. It's so annoying. But I've learned my worldly mindset really well. It's down to me. It's up to me. I'll do it on my own. And he's wanting me to learn dependency. We're in it together. We're doing it together, Debs. And he wants friendship with me. And I felt really, really touched when it was Emma's wedding, and then we had your lovely friend the next day, Penny, didn't we, who came and did that song, that lovely song, Dance With Me. And the minute she played the first note, I think, on the piano, I really felt the presence of God. And I just felt, it was like he was saying to me, Debs, you've just forgotten what sort of relationship you can have. I'm here to set you on fire. I'm here to romance you. I'm here to make you feel so precious and special. I am who you've been looking for all your life. And we've got into this kind of, right, you go and do the shopping and I'll go and mow the lawn or whatever, you know, that kind of practical, worky, you know, non-emotional, just things to do level, rather than the deep calls to deep, the heart level. And he really, really wants us to be friends. So for me, I'm trying to learn to be mindful of him throughout the day. I'm trying to learn that I'm not on my own, we're together. And you know, the Holy Spirit is the person we've been longing for. All the things we look for in life, the things where we fill up all the gaps and the voids, is because we think we're on our own. But actually, he's with us. And he's the one who really, really satisfies. So let's go for friendship. Let's get to know the Holy Spirit for who he is, not just for what he does. This one I've really learned as well. To be filled, we need to be empty. I think I was just going to say the most ridiculously stupid thing. I think Jesus is amazing. Oh yes, Debs, he is. You know, just sort of like, I'm glad you're in good company. I'm sure everybody else does. But the thing I want to say about him that I think is amazing is that he did everything under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I found these verses in John really amazing. It's I think it's John 1, 32 to 34. This is what John says. He said, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And it's that remaining. It's he did his whole life conscious of the Holy Spirit's presence and wanting all the time to bless the Holy Spirit, to honor the Holy Spirit, and in no way to grieve the Holy Spirit. So that, you know, when you know, you have a bit of a fallout with someone, not that I ever argue with my husband at all, but, you know, if we have a little bit of a spat, you're in the same room, maybe, same home, but there's that little bit of distance between you, isn't there? You're just not flowing how you normally would. And it's like that with the Holy Spirit when we grieve him. He's there, but we're just not flowing in the same way. But Jesus, the whole time, never did a thing. He did everything in dependency with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit remained on him. And what I've been finding for myself is I need to be empty for him to fill me. And the thing I need to be empty of is my attitudes. I can have 80,000 attitudes in about 10 minutes, and none of them are good. I can be angry, critical, negative, judgmental, and I couldn't have done that before I've even got out of bed. I've been really noticing that he wants me to, when he points them out to me, and I say, God, I'm sorry, I forgive that person, I let him go. You know, they cut me up on the road, bless them in the name of Jesus. You didn't get out of that roundabout quick enough, and now I'm going to be late. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Let salvation come to them. Because I can find I've told them, I've given them a real piece of my mind, don't even know them, and I've launched into that in my little mind. But that for me to be filled, for the Holy Spirit to have more room in my life, we need to get rid of our attitudes. The Holy Spirit really loves it when we speak well of people and when we honor people. And one of my little life-changing moments in this year in learning about the Holy Spirit is I was really naffed off with some people, really grumpy about them. And I thought, at the end of tonight, when Jamie gets home, I'm going to tell him all about it. And I'm just going to say how they've, you know, upset me and let me down and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, then I felt the Holy Spirit give me a little nudge, and I thought, you know, that's not going to bless the Holy Spirit if I do that. So I said, sorry, Holy Spirit, I'm really struggling to be nice about these people. Can you help me out? And then he whispered into my ear why they were being the way they were being, which immediately made me feel compassionate, showed me what the problem was, and I prayed about it. And I just went to bed feeling slightly smug, I have to say. Managed to do a right thing, forgetting that it was actually the Holy Spirit who actually helped me to do it. But, you know, he's good at making us look good, isn't he? And then in the morning, I was cycling to work, and I was feeling so cheerful. And I had, you know, my usual, you out, no, stop talking, you haven't handed your homework in, the same sort of day that I normally have at school. And I felt so happy, so cheerful. You outside, no. But in a really cheerful mood, really happy, not at all. And I realised I was just experiencing his presence so much more. And he's in his presence is fullness of joy. And I was just having such a lovely day. And I think it was because he was just chuffed. I'd made a decision because I loved him. And he was chuffed. And I hadn't done what he hates, is diss some people. Because he's such an encourager and he loves us to encourage. And it's really taught me a lesson. And the more happy, if I'm going around feeling quite negative and gloomy, I think, oh, Holy Spirit, I want more of you. Oh, I'm just going to make a little note. Have I been getting at anybody in my head or in my heart? I want to get rid of that because I just love being happy. I love being with you and loving your presence. One of my heroes is Isabel Allen, And she has made me really, really hungry for the Holy Spirit. Every time I listen to her, that's one of the gifts she has. And she's made real decisions to honor the Holy Spirit all the time. So she's got this strategy for her and her husband, which I find hilarious. But if they're going to have a real row, they've made a strategy that they're not going to grieve the Holy Spirit. So they go into the kitchen, they hold hands, they look at each other, and Ivan will go, "I'm really cross with you about blah, 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 blah." And then they give each other a kiss. And it's not a, it's a, you know, because they, you know, they're angry. And then she'll go, "Well, but you did, blah, 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 blah." And then they'll go. And she says, since they've been doing that, they just can't have a really good argument anymore and lash each other and slash each other and you did this and you did that and you're a pain and you always do this. They can't do any of that. I mean, to start off with, it's like, I hate you, you know, sort of feelings going on. But I found that amazing that they have said they love the presence of God so much, they love the Holy Spirit, that they're going to have a strategy for all the times where they feel like they maybe grieve him, because they just want more of his presence. So I have to say, Jamie tries to get us to not let the sun go down on our anger and to sort things out. And I quite like to not to let the sun go down and wait till the morning, just to let him sweat a little bit. And that's the honest truth. So I feel very convicted that I need to change that, because not because I love Jamie, I have to say, but I do really like the Holy Spirit, so I've got to get that one changed. I do love him too. He's all right. Don't worry about him. You can minister to him later. So, to be filled, we need to be empty. So let's get rid of those attitudes, yeah? He loves it when we speak well of each other and honour. And when we're struggling, he'll help us. He'll show us the good. He'll show us why. He'll release compassion. And he loves it when we choose to walk in love.
James is a nice guy.
He's a lovely guy. He's tops. He's tops. He has to be, because he has a lot to put up with. Okay, now this one I want to talk about has been absolutely life-changing for me. Absolutely. This has been my most major breakthrough this year in my relationship with the Holy Spirit. How we see our mums can affect how we see the Holy Spirit. Just like how we see our fathers can affect how we experience and know Father God, how we experience our mums really, we put it onto the Holy Spirit. And it's so important. I felt like the Holy Spirit was talking to me this morning, and he was saying, I'm the comforter. And if we don't know his comfort, we go to all the wrong places to find it. Some of them are more obvious than others, but if we have a really vibrant relationship with him, we won't find our own places of comfort. We'll come to the Holy Spirit. And for me, I went on a Sozo healing appointment, and they do this thing called the Father Ladder. And one of it is, let's see how you're getting on with the Holy Spirit. So she said, can you picture the Holy Spirit? And I went, no, I can't picture the Holy Spirit. So she said, repeat after me. And she made me forgive my mum for various things, which I have to say, I can't remember what they were at the time. But the minute she did that, and I said sorry for all these things, she said, what's the lie you're believing? And I was really embarrassed about what my lie was, because it's really obvious that it's not true. But it was what was in my heart based on my experiences with my mum. And I came into my head, the Holy Spirit is a sulky child. He's difficult to be around. Because my mum's very introvert, and when she gets hurt, she goes into herself. And I just felt like I spend a lot of my time wheedling and coaxing her out of this down depression difficulty she's in, and I was had that in my heart about the Holy Spirit. I have to do a lot of coax him a lot, persuade him to come and be with me. So I thought, this is embarrassing because it's a load of old rubbish, but it's actually what I really deep down believe. So I said, I forgive my mum for being like that, and I repent of seeing you, Holy Spirit, like that. And the minute I did that, I could see him. And it was hilarious. He was on the dance floor in a lovely suit with numbers on the back, because it was a dancing competition. I came in, he looked at me, tweaked his little moustache, gave me a little wink, and pulled me onto the dance floor, and then we did the most pathetic, out of time, goofy, rubbish dance in amongst everybody else doing their ballroom. And he was just saying to me, Debs, we're going to have fun. You don't have to get it right. It's not all about you. You know, I'm here. I'm your partner. We're going to, you know, it's about us being together and enjoying the journey. And I started to realize he's a person. He has a personality. And it's broke through and helping me to get to know him. So, you know, I was thinking about me as a mum. Well, one of the things I am not shy. So, with my girls, we'll be somewhere, I can be in Asda, I'll be singing to the music that's going on there, I'll chat about things, I'll make mistakes, they've told me something about someone that I'm not meant to know, and then I'll say to that person about it, and they're like, oh, Mum, we just can't take you anywhere, you're so embarrassing. Well, you know, you could take that, you could have judged me for it as a child, the Holy Spirit's going to embarrass me. So I'm going to avoid him, yeah? Or maybe your mum, you know, is a bit critical. When are you going to get that homework done? You never get your homework done on time. You know, blah, 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 blah. And you think the Holy Spirit is critical. And I don't want to spend time with him because he's going to tell me all the things I'm doing wrong. So whatever it is, if I asked you to put your hand up and say you want to be exactly like your mum, would you put your hand up? Some people would. Yeah, she has to do that because I'm her mum. But the truth is, that isn't the truth. So where we don't want to be like them, maybe is where we've judged them. And again, to be filled, we need to be empty. And we will have put that onto the Holy Spirit. And if we want to receive his comfort, let's forgive our mums where they've not got it right. They do a good job. My mum did a brilliant job with the best she could, but we interpret things as kids and get it wrong, make judgments, and we put them on God. So let's deal with that. And very, very lastly, this has been a huge thing for me, relax. When I'm a stress head, and when I'm stressed, my soul, where all my fears are, where all my doubts are, where my walls are, is uppermost. But God is spirit, and he wants to relate to us spirit to spirit. And when we're stressed, when we're worried, when we're staying up at night, mulling it all over and over and over and over, stress imprisons our spirit in the soul's walls. We need to learn to de-stress. And my top tip is speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, the soul gets put back into its rightful place, and your spirit is able to arise. And that really helps us to commune with the Holy Spirit. I have to say this now because Mark's making me feel bad about my husband. But I've been saying, you know, a lot to Jamie over the years of, oh, I can't feel God's presence. Oh, I can't hear God, blah, 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 blah. And he said to me, words of wisdom all the time, Debs, you can, you just need to relax. When you relax, you can sense God's presence. You can hear his voice. What you need to work at is not hearing him. You need to work at relaxing, work at de-stressing. And I can't stress enough how helpful it is to speak in tongues to do that. So that's my little talk. What I wanted to do is just say some prayers over us, if that's okay. And then I think whatever you want to do, because we've got time for cakes and stuff, isn't it? Is that all right? Yeah. Okay, so I wonder whether we could stand, and I wanted to just pray that we'll repent of our mindsets. I want to, so if that's okay, that's what we'll do. Okay. So, Father, we just come into your presence. God, just come and help us now. I pray, Father, we want to repent of mindsets of fear about you, Holy Spirit. We want to repent of mindsets of unbelief about you, Holy Spirit. We want to repent of coming to you, Holy Spirit, with rejection mindsets and expecting you to reject us. And we want to come to you, Holy Spirit, and repent of having mindsets of unworthiness, that you're for other people and not for us. So we repent of those mindsets and we ask, Holy Spirit, for a release of faith to believe the truth that you are here, that you're with us, that there is more of you for us, that there will always be more of you for us, and you will never leave us or forsake us. And Lord, Holy Spirit, we want to say sorry for our independence. We want to say sorry for ignoring you throughout the day. We want to say sorry for just wanting a work relationship with you rather than friendship. And I want to ask, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to be mindful of you all through the day, every day. And I want to ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and help us to be your friend and to really get to know you as a person. And God, right now, we just pray you cleanse us of all our judgmental, critical, negative, grumpy attitudes. Every person that we've held unforgiveness towards, we just say sorry for it now. We ask that you'd wash us clean of all of that rubbish. And we ask that you would fill us again, Holy Spirit. Mindful of the fact that the Father has already said yes to that prayer. And Lord, I just, on behalf of all of us, we want to say sorry for where we've judged our mums. Lord, and Father, we want to repent of where we've put that on you, Holy Spirit, where maybe we've seen you as embarrassing or critical or cold or distant or whatever it is. We just repent of that and we forgive our mums, and we want to pray, God, that you'd reveal to us through the week any judgments we've made about our mums that are affecting us experiencing your comfort, Holy Spirit. So I pray for that, God. And I pray for revelation of who you are, Holy Spirit, that you're a real person and you really want to have a relationship with us. And I pray as well, God, for a gift of hunger to arise in our hearts for more of you, that will mean we get up in the morning, we just want to seek you, Holy Spirit. And I ask for that in Jesus' mighty name.